It's Seeds of Success here on 99.9 My FM. Today we're speaking with George Horton, and we kick things off with a little chat about how his day would get started on those early days when he was a dairy farmer.
I would normally wake up about 4:30, 5 o'clock. I would have a little bite to eat, then go out and milk the cows till about 7. Come back in, have some breakfast. I always had people helping me out on the farm, workers. And so they would go ahead and do some of the chores at the barn, and then we'd go from there with the rest of our day.
Now, of course, you had a pretty successful operation, too. What made it so successful over the years?
Well, I think there's several things involved. I think you got to watch your P's and Q's. You got to be very careful what you do. I was never one to buy a lot of new equipment. I always bought very good used equipment. I always made sure I took care of all of the possible discounts out there. I'd pre-buy as much as I could. I also watch my books very closely. I think one of the most important things in any business, as dairy and everything else, is to watch your operating loan. And I thought that was the very best gauge as to how you're doing. If your operating loan isn't in trouble, then you're not in trouble. But if it's getting really low and you're going to have to look at borrowing more money, then you better look at just what's going on.
And as far as your crops are concerned, I mean, I'm sure you had to grow a few of those over the years too. What was that experience like for you?
I actually really enjoyed cash cropping. That's what I do part of my retirement. My degree from the University of Guelph was actually in cash cropping. I don't know why I went to cash. I should have gone through like animal science, but anyway, I ended up going through cash cropping, and I felt I really enjoyed that aspect of it, and that's one of the reasons I'm doing what I do now, because I like the tractor work. I'm working on the land. I also really like all the things that go along with cash cropping. You have to do a lot of calculations. You have to do interestingly enough, it's so much different doing it as a cash cropping business as opposed to doing it to the dairy. It's just the setup's all different. The rotation is different. There's so many different things to look at.
And speaking of cash crops, you've shifted your entire focus now from being a dairy farmer locally to the sugar bush now. What's that experience been like for you?
Oh, absolutely. With my family, we've been doing maple syrup since the 1830s. And although it was never really – it was always an add-on crop. That's what we always looked at it as a shoulder season crop, because we wouldn't be doing other things at that time of year. So it was a good way to bring a little extra income in. Once I sold the dairy, I wanted to be doing something. I just didn't want to sit around the house. So it was supposed to be a hobby, but it's just sort of gotten out of hand. I have four partners now. I have one guy who is a wood specialist. That's what we went through in college. My nephew works with me. He is a carpenter and a mechanic. He does all the work in the sugar bush. My daughter, she's a partner. She does the sales for me. She just designed a new label. And my son, he's a partner. He's in California, but he has two grandsons, and you just – you never know.
From your dairy aspect and your cash crops, and now into the sugar bush deal, what has this whole ride been like? You've been all over the place.
It's been so great. I've thoroughly enjoyed my career, but you know, I'd also like to say that a big part of my success is my wife. That we've worked. She worked very hard in her profession. We kept her profession separate, but I think having a wife that stands behind you is so important.
As far as being a crop farmer, you've got a lot of experience and a degree with all that stuff. What advice would you give to somebody who wants to get started in that sort of a field?
Talk to as many people as you can. You don't necessarily have to go to university, but talk to as many people as you can. Talk to the people that have been in the business. Pencil out everything you have to do. Try to go in with your eyes open. I think that's so important. I think something like dairy is a very hard thing to break into because of the quota and all that kind of thing. But things like cash cropping or some of these other things, that the outlay isn't quite as high. But there's I think the main thing is to just be very – think about what you're going to do and pencil it all out beforehand and have a business plan and talk to your banker.